Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and Saudi Arabia's crown prince greeted each other with a fist bump today in Jeddah. The president has criticized Saudi Arabia over the death of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this consistent with inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values.
A U.S. intelligence report said the crown prince likely approved the operation. In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is pushing for a slimmed-down economic package. President Biden is telling fellow Democrats to follow Manchin's lead so families could sleep easier and enjoy the health care savings it proposes. Chances for passage in the Senate are slim, but a bill passed in the House to restore abortion rights nationwide. It's Democrats' first legislative response to the Supreme Court landmark decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Minnesota Republican Lisa Fischbach voted no.
It is stunning that Congress is wasting its time on legislation that is so out of touch with the people it represents. What we should be focusing on is helping women and protecting innocent lives of babies.
The House also passed a second bill to prohibit punishment for a woman or child who decides to travel to another state to get an abortion. A lawyer for WNBA star Brittany Griner at her drug possession trial has given a Russian court a letter from a U.S. doctor recommending she use cannabis to treat pain. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after customs officials say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. Last week, Griner pleaded guilty. Their lawyer says 30 women who had accused the Houston Texans of turning a blind eye to allegations their former star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was sexually assaulting and harassing women during massage sessions have settled their legal claims against the team. Watson is now with the Cleveland Browns. This is AP News. The British Open has turned into a Cameron showcase. Britain's Cameron Smith has the lead. Yesterday, American Cameron Young was on top. It was an emotional day at St. Andrews for Tiger Woods. He didn't make the cut.
Well, I'm not retiring from the game, but I just don't know if I will be physically able to play back here again when it comes back around. I'll be able to play future British Opens, yes.
On the 18th hole, Woods paused, posed, and waved goodbye.
It was pretty cool. The nods I was getting from guys as they were going out and I was coming in, just the respect, that was pretty neat. From a player's fraternity level, that it's neat to see that and feel that.
Woods kept right on walking even as tears began to form in his eyes. Tiger Woods' 46-year-old body has been battered by multiple surgeries. 17 months ago, he crashed his car in Los Angeles and sustained so many broken bones, doctors contemplated amputation of his right leg. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Some school districts are building housing to attract teachers. In the San Francisco area, school employee Taylor Garcia and her family were finding it hard to make ends meet.
Do we have to leave the Bay Area? Can we stay here? We were kind of floating in the unknown.
The Jefferson Union High School District in San Mateo County has set up educator housing.
Now we have a 3-bedroom. And it has a lot more space, more closet space, more space for the kids and their things.
Monthly rent runs from $1,400 for a 1-bedroom, about $2,400 for a 3-bedroom. Andy Lai with Jefferson Union High School District says they've had a big turnover in staff.
And this is a way for us to be able to retain and recruit both teachers and staff.
Teacher Lisa Raskin moved in. She's saving on rent and can walk to work.
I don't know why they didn't do it sooner.
A study found the average teacher could afford 0.2% of homes in San Francisco, none in Silicon Valley. The government says retail sales rose 1% in June. The report from the Commerce Department shows as prices at grocery stores and gas stations go up, people are still spending. It's easing fears the economy may be on the verge of a recession. Department store sales are down, but more people were buying things like furniture and electronics. The increase is modest enough that it likely won't encourage the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates even more aggressively. It also helps that consumers have gotten a boost from pandemic-era government relief checks, as well as strong hiring and pay gains. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The death of Donald Trump's ex-wife has led to a delay in some legal proceedings. Former President Trump and two of his children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, were due to be questioned under oath starting as soon as today in a New York civil investigation into their business dealings. But the Office of the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, says it agreed to postpone the questioning because of Ivana Trump's death on Thursday. Ivana Trump died at her Manhattan home. She was 73. She'd been married to the former president from 1977 to 1992. They had three children together, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. I'm Rita Foley.
Wildfires are raging across Europe as firefighters in France, Spain, Portugal, and Croatia are trying to contain the flames around woodland areas. In central Portugal, helicopters attempted to battle blazes as 3,000 firefighters along with local residents joined the fight to stop fires destroying their homes. The mayor of Ancião, Antonio Domingues, told the AP that everyone joined forces to fight the flames. With such a great perimeter of the fire, it wasn't possible for the firefighters to be everywhere, and it was the people themselves that saved their houses. In the Bordeaux region in southwest France, 1,000 firefighters with water dumping planes struggled to contain two wildfires. Firefighters in Spain were battling to control a fire started by a lightning strike in the west central region. The blaze has already consumed over 13,500 acres of land. In Croatia, firefighters struggled through the night to stop the spread of a fire to the populated town of Vodice. The European Union has urged member states to prepare for wildfires this summer as the continent faces another extreme weather shift that scientists say is being triggered by climate change. Britain's Met Office has issued its first ever red warning for exceptional heat. The weather agency has said that expected record temperatures will put even healthy people at risk of serious illness or death. The warning covers the next 2 days when temperatures may reach up to 104 degrees for the first time ever. The highest temperature ever recorded in the UK is 101.7 degrees. Scientists have warned that the UK will continue to experience high temperatures in the coming years, with the hottest areas being in the southeast of England. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jim Thorpe is being recognized as the sole winner of two gold medals in the 1912 Olympics. The International Olympic Committee says Thorpe has been reinstated as winner of the pentathlon and decathlon. The IOC announced a change on Friday, the 110th anniversary of Thorpe winning the decathlon. He had been stripped of the gold medals months after the Olympics when it was discovered he had been paid to play minor league baseball over two summers. That was a violation of Olympic amateurism rules at the time. 2 years ago, the group Bright Path Strong advocated a petition declaring Thorpe the outright winner of the 1912 events. IOC President Thomas Bach says, thanks to the engagement of the group, a solution was found. I'm Mike Hempen.
Now that he's off the Supreme Court, Stephen Breyer is heading back to school. Breyer graduated from Harvard Law and taught there for nearly three decades. The school says he's coming back as a professor of administrative law. Breyer literally wrote the book, co-authoring a textbook on the law surrounding government agencies.
It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students.
Earlier this year, the 83-year-old Breyer said he wants to make sure younger generations are ready to keep up what he calls America's great constitutional experiment.
They'll determine whether the experiment still works.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.